Hello, everyone out there. This is Mike Lindell of MyPillow, and I would love for you all getting involved to support Brandon Stations and his network. If you use the promo code WVW, you can save up to 66% off all my products at MyPillow.com, and half the proceeds are going to go to support his great network. Thank you.
Spiritual values, moral issues, government, economy, education, work, responsibility. What we think about these depends on our worldview. Now, VCY America presents Worldview Weekend Radio with Brannon House.
Welcome. Glad you are with us. Selwyn Duke of The New American will be joining us in just a moment. Talk about several issues. But I think I'll also be joined by Dr. Zev Zelenko at the 1:30 Central Time mark. Many of you know Dr. Zev Zelenko from the Zelenko Protocols. And we'll talk with him. Of course, one of the breaking news items in the last couple of days has been the autopsies that are being done in parts of the world where 30 to 40% of those who've had the autopsies, according to one study, have definitely died according to the autopsy. 30 to 40% have died from the vaccine. And there are scientists urging more people who've died, supposedly from the vaccine, to undergo autopsies and to give us this medical information, this scientific information. So very important information. We'll get into some of the issues today with Zev Zelenko as well as Selwyn Duke. I first want to go to a quick video for TV, and if you guys can see my screen and get the audio off the board, and then VCY can grab the audio. This is Marco Rubio, Senator Marco Rubio, warning that China, you know, has used their money to penetrate our corporations to come into America and set up shop in America. This is very consistent with what I was saying the other night with General Paul Vallely, what he was telling us as well. Listen and watch this clip for those on television of Senator Marco Rubio. Watch this.
Well, this hearing is the long arm of China. The long arm of China is not some futuristic threat. It's already here. China is stealing between $300 and $600 billion a year, $300 to $600 billion a year of American technology and intellectual property. They hack into networks and they take it. They use venture capital funds to buy promising technology startups. They hide their ownership, by the way. They partner with universities on research, and then they steal that research, often research that whose seed funding came from the U.S. taxpayer. They force American companies doing business in China to give the technology over to them. And I think the other thing most people don't realize is China already has tremendous influence and control over what Americans are allowed to say or hear about them or many of the other issues in the world. Hollywood is so desperate, for example, to have their movies shown in China that Hollywood won't make a movie that the China communist censors don't approve. The U.S. corporations are so desperate to have access to the Chinese market that they'll lead costly boycotts of a state, an American state, that passes a law that they don't like, but they don't dare say a word about the fact that as we speak, genocide is taking place against Uyghur Muslims. American companies have actually fired Americans who live in America for saying or writing something that China doesn't like. There's some examples here that are pretty stunning. 2019, China suspended business ties with the NBA because the general manager of the Houston Rockets expressed support for Hong Kong democracy protests. 2019, Apple removed an app that enabled protesters in Hong Kong to organize following CCP pressure. In 2019, an American company, Activision Blizzard, suspended a gamer and took away his prize money for voicing support for Hong Kong protesters. In 2018, Marriott fired an employee that ran a social media account because he liked a Twitter post from a Twitter account applauding Marriott for listing Tibet as a country rather than as part of China, and he was fired after that. 2018 Gap. Gap made a shirt with a map of China, and it didn't include Taiwan. They apologized for it, and they removed the shirt from its stores. Now, maybe you think that shirt thing is trivial. I don't think people getting fired is trivial, apps getting trivial, these other things. These are just one of a handful of many. And this is already happening. So in conclusion, I'd say two things. The first is Chairman is absolutely right. This is not about the Chinese people, or especially not about Chinese Americans, okay? My parents came from Cuba. I live in a community filled with Cuban Americans. It would be unfair to blame Cuban Americans for the atrocities of the Cuban regime, and it would most certainly be unfair to blame the Cuban people for the horrifying actions of the regime that controls that enslaved island. Likewise, the biggest opponents of the Chinese Communist Party on the planet happen to be Chinese. Many live here, many in other parts of the world, and many under their oppressive thumb. So this is not about the Chinese people. It is about a Communist Party, and it is time to wake up. Today, China is already carrying out the biggest illegal wealth transfer from one nation to another in the history of mankind. Today, the Chinese Communist Party has more control over what Americans can say, what we can hear, what we can read, what we can watch, than any foreign government has ever had in our history. And they have weaponized our openness. They have weaponized our decency. And they have weaponized a corporate lust for profits against us.
Wow. Senator Marco Rubio nails it. You know, we need more senators. I've not always been a big fan of the senator in some areas, but hey, when you're right, you're right. And I would think he tends to probably be a strong opponent of communism with his background, his family coming out of communist Cuba. And so I applaud the U.S. senator for his remarks there and warning Americans for the very thing we've been warning you guys about, and that is China's infiltration into our country. Again, fits perfectly with my episode the other night with General Paul Vallely on China is buying up America. Now we have a United States senator saying the same thing. Joining me now is Selwyn Duke. Selwyn Duke, of course, writes over at The New American. We'll give you his website, his personal website as well. Selwyn, welcome back to the broadcast. Thanks for joining us. Oh, we got a really bad
great
connection.
Great to be with you, and you're right about China. I can tell you that. I've written about that many times in the past.
Yeah, it's shocking and sad what's happening. Let's get to your article here. You have one new article over at The New American. Trump Towns Library contains hundreds of LGBTQ plus books. Tell me, what is that about? What does Trump have to do with this?
Well, Trump doesn't have anything to do with it directly, but I call it a Trump town because this town voted, or I should say the county within the town is, that it's within, voted for Trump by a margin of 87%. So
tell you what, let's do this.
Very
try to make a reconnection with him, Dalton. That's a horrible line. Sounds like he's in the middle of a really bad rainstorm. Let's see if we can make a reconnect with him, get him back up here and get going with him again. Because that is really a bad line. All right, so we'll reconnect with him. In the meantime, let me remind you, tonight I will be joined by retired FBI agent David Baldwin. David has sat at the news desk a few times. He's in my documentary, Siege. And David Baldwin, retired FBI agent from my state here of Tennessee, will join us tonight on television to talk about the fundamental transformation of the FBI. David, like Terry Turchi, by the way, they're friends, and other retired FBI agents are communicating with me now on a regular basis. They're very disturbed by what they see happening to this once prestigious American institution that protected we the people, that fought communism, that took a hard line, rightfully so, against communism, when the FBI stood for fidelity and bravery and integrity. An agency that I once had an immense amount of respect for, the FBI, going through their public tour, starting at about 4 years of age, all the way through to about the time I was a teenager living in the D.C. area. And so I grew up with immense respect for the FBI. I went to church with a lot of FBI agents as a young kid. Many of the guys that would work with our children's department and youth department were current FBI agents. And so we had guys that were FBI agents. So, again, an agency that has fallen horribly. And many of the FBI agents that are retired are very, very concerned about what they see happening to the FBI. So David Baldwin, retired FBI agent, will join me tonight live on television, 7 p.m. Central Time. He'll be our first guest out of the gate tonight, 7 p.m. Central Time.
We're ready.
At frankspeech.com as well as wvwtv.com/live. All right, we've reconnected with Selwyn. Hope we've got a better signal. Hi, Selwyn. Welcome back. Thank you for doing that.
Oh, thank you, Brandon. I'm glad I'm back.
Yeah, much better. Much better signal. Okay, so yeah. This Trump Towns Library contains hundreds of LGBTQ plus books. Tell me about that, please.
Okay, well, I call it a Trump Town simply because the county that the town is within voted for Trump by a margin of 87%. So you're talking about a very conservative area. Nonetheless, the library in this town, this is Gillette, Wyoming, and it's the Campbell County Public Library, contains hundreds of LGBTQ plus books, what I call sexual devolutionary books. Actually offers 180 of those books and 98 books on what I call the made-up sexual status or transgender agenda. And what this illustrates, Brannon, is how this sexual devolution process, as I call it, is everywhere. It's not just in liberal jurisdictions. And people have to be aware of this, that our culture now, the pseudo-elites in our culture, do not at all represent or reflect the people. And you can't trust that just because you live in a conservative area that your libraries, that your schools are going to reflect your sense of virtue, because that's very unlikely to be the case. I mean, I read a statistic recently that overall in this country, 87% of high school teachers are Democrats. And in certain fields, like the health field, among health teachers, you're talking about a ratio that's greater than 9-1, Democrat to Republican. So we're talking about institutions here or arenas that are monolithically left-wing. And by the way, getting back to Gillette, Montana, I mentioned all those books. You're also talking about books that are geared towards very young children. According to my sources there, I was interviewing this citizen activist. Her name is Susan Sisti. She was saying in the easy reader category, which she says is geared toward children in approximately the kindergarten to first grade age range, they have 9 made-up sexual status or transgender books. So that's what's going on in these places. Not only that, this library, and this is not as bad as initial reports made it sound, but this library was going to have a so-called transgender magician do a performance for the children. Now, these performances were canceled because of pushback from the community, and I just want to point out that this was not a drag queen story hour, which your listeners probably know about. Mm-hmm. This magician's name was Michaela Oz, and this man, he's masquerading as a woman, but he does pull it off well. He appears like a woman, and he does a pretty standard magic performance. But nonetheless, it's still problematic because on YouTube, and I assume elsewhere, he actually came out announcing his MUS or transgender status. Now, as I point out in my article, that's a problem because once you do that, once you come out of the closet, you become a representative for that behavior or for that status, and that can influence kids wrongly. Now, in this case, like I said, the performances were scuttled by pushback from the community, but these things are going on all over the nation, and as I said, this isn't even close to the worst of it. You have the drag queen story hours where men will go in there dressed as drag queens, looking very, very flamboyant. I mean, it's just pedal-to-the-metal pushing of the sexual devolutionary agenda. And unfortunately, this is highly corruptive to children.
Yeah, absolutely is. All right, we come back. We're going to get into a few more of the articles by Selwyn Duke. Here's one, word to the wise. Our nation doesn't have to mutate just because COVID does. How about this? Can we stop with the indigenous bit already? You know, there's the talk about how the whites came in and they started killing all the Indians, and there's burial yards full of all the Indians that have been killed by the white folks. Is any of that true? We'll find out from Selwyn Duke right after this. Don't go away. Hello, I'm Brandon House with a freeze-dried food update. In 2020, there was some of the highest demand for freeze-dried food this nation has ever seen. And as a distributor for Mountain House Foods that we use to provide a service to you with, as well as use to help fund our broadcast network, I can tell you in 2020, we tried for months and months to catch up on our back orders. There was such a huge demand. In fact, I'm told that Mountain House went through about 6 months' supply of food in a matter of days. So they were running 24/7 just to try to get caught up. Well, we were doing the same, and it took many, many, many pallet loads coming in to finally get caught up. Well, here we are now in the summer of 2021, and we're caught up. Many people are going back to life as normal, so they think. But do you really think life is going to go back to normal? The odds are overwhelming that this crisis that they created, this crisis that they manufactured, has worked so well to accomplish their goals, of which are many, including the destruction of the free market system, our religious liberty, our ability to assemble, and to put absolute control and fear into people so they could get them to go where they otherwise would never go. My friends, the fall and winter of 2021 and into 2022 could be quite staggering for this nation. There are many threats coming against our nation. We have seen the hacking of the Colonial Gas Pipeline. We have seen the first or second largest distributor of frozen food having their computers hacked into. We have seen many things that cause us to know that there is reason to be concerned about the disruption of the just-in-time inventory that includes the food that shows up at your grocery store. We also know China is buying up land in huge quantities here in America, along with Mr. Bill Gates and others. We know that China owns many of our meatpacking plants. So I'm going to let you know something, and that is this. We are seeing a lull in orders because we now have a lot of people thinking life's going to go back to normal. Well, I would urge you, while there's a lull and while you can get freeze-dried food, to get it. Because I'm rather confident in the coming weeks, we're going to once again be going into fall and winter, and there's going to become a surge of demand for freeze-dried food. I don't know why people want to wait until they need it to get it. Because usually, if everybody is running toward a certain item, there's going to be an issue of supply. So I'm urging you right now, if you want to obtain emergency food, and I believe Mountain House is the best. I've ordered it for my family for many years. I've eaten it since high school. It's the choice of many in the Navy SEALs. If you'd like to order Mountain House food from us, freeze-dried food, it has a 25-year shelf life. I would urge you to do it now while we have the inventory. Not only will you have an issue with inventory, we have inflation, so prices could go up. So I would urge you to order now, as we look to what's coming this fall and winter, because I don't think they're going to let this go. I think we're going to go into another period of time that could be very troubling for our grocery stores and just-in-time inventory. To place your freeze-dried food order, please go to wvwtv.com/store. That's WV, as in Worldview Weekend, wvwtv.com/store. wvwtv.com/store. If you prefer to order over the phone, you can call during normal business hours, 901-825-0652. That's 901-825-0652, 901-825-0652. Don't wait until there is a huge demand again and a lack of supplies. Order while you can actually receive it in a timely manner. Thank you. Welcome back. Glad you're with us. Worldview Radio, our website, worldviewradio.com. Don't forget about our Ozarks Worldview Weekend coming up the middle of October, October 15, 16, 17, Friday night, the 15th of October, Saturday, the 16th, half day, Sunday, the 17th, the optional banquet on Thursday night, the optional luncheon with General Flynn on Saturday. But General Flynn, Mike Lindell, Lieutenant Cleve McClary will be speaking live on Friday night, all of them live in person in the building. As I said, Cleve McClary, General Michael Flynn, Mike Lindell. We'll also have with us Dr. Andy Woods, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, Bill Federer, and from the Economic War Room, Kevin Freeman. So again, if you want to secure your tickets for the event, you can simply go to wvwtv.com/Ozarks, wvwtv.com/Ozarks. Again, wvwtv.com/Ozarks. Joining me now is, and we'll be joined, by the way, a little bit later in the broadcast by Alex Newman. And we're slated to be joined by Dr. Zev Zelenko. Joining me now is Selwyn Duke. He writes over at AmericanThinker.com, TheNewAmerican.com. What's your website, Selwyn?
It's SelwynDuke.com.
Selwyn Duke, SELWYNDUKE, right?
Yeah, I know. It's difficult for most people.
Selwyn Duke, SELWYN, SelwynDuke.com. All right, let's talk about this article you wrote over the New American. Can we stop with the indigenous bit already? It's amazing how many people you write are trying to tear down present glories in the name of a past none of them have any interest in going back to. Bringing this to mind is the underreported story of the Canadian church burnings, acts inspired by the claim that a Christian-run residential school abused, brutalized, and murdered Canadian Indian children. Tell me about this.
Yeah, well, we discussed that issue recently, Brannon, and by the way, I have a print article that's going to print today on this subject that's very long. It's going to be in the magazine, and I did a lot of research for it. And basically, the allegation is that these Indian children in Canada were forced to enter these residential schools where they were abused and brutalized and ultimately murdered. And they say, well, we have these mass graves at these residential schools, which were run by churches. And none of that is true. And basically the truth is that many, if not most, of these Indian children had parents who wanted them to go to these schools insofar as they were compelled to attend. That was the work of the government. That was not the work of the churches. There are many, many Indians who are alive today who will say they appreciated their time at these schools. The famous Cree playwright Thompson Highway called his years at his residential school the best of his life, and he's not the only one to say that. So there's a lot more to it, but really what I wanted to address in this article was something that even the defenders of the schools don't broach. And the issue is, Brannon, that too often we're put on the defensive. We'll hear things like, well, the Europeans came to the New World, and they oppressed the people who were here before them, and they brutalized them, so on and so forth, and it's terrible, we trampled their culture. And I say, well, wait a second. We have to put this in perspective. This has been the way of history since time immemorial. If you go back a ways, you will find that many of us, Brannon, had ancestors who were trampled by the Romans. The Romans dominated their cultures, and I'm sure many of these people had many of the same complaints. They might have said, hey, you know, they're extinguishing our values, these Romans are. Well, look at what they're doing to our culture. But at the end of the day, when we look back on it, wasn't it a positive thing? The Romans spread a superior culture. They spread Christianity, and ultimately the Western world would not exist as it does today had that not occurred in history. Well, what occurred more recently in history with the colonization of various places and with the Europeans coming to the New World was similar. Now, I'm not saying that transgressions didn't occur, and I'm not saying they should be sloughed off, but that's just part of man's inhumanity to men. I mean, the bottom line is that, as Abraham Lincoln is reputed to have said, if you look for the worst in someone, you're sure to find it. You know, all have sinned and have fallen short of the glory of God. That's the bottom line. But when you look at the big picture, well, wasn't a lot of good done? You know, remember this, and this is the point I make in my article. We have these indigenous activists who, and they are not alone, there are others who join them, who are trying to tear down Western civilization, as you said at the opening, in the name of a past that none of them have any interest in going back to. And what I mean is we all enjoy our modern conveniences. We all enjoy the lifestyle that Western civilization has bequeathed to us. Refrigeration, indoor plumbing, the computers we use, the cars we drive, the planes we fly on, but not to mention the human rights we all enjoy. Slavery, for instance, was perhaps one of the oldest human institutions with us since time immemorial, status quo. And it was Western civilization, Brannon, that finally extinguished it, at least in its realm. So I wouldn't want to go back to living as my pre-Roman pagan, or pre-Christian, I should say, pagan ancestors did. I wouldn't want to do that. And the American Indians today don't want to go back and live as their antebellum ancestors did. None of us want to. So we have to keep things in perspective. Absolutely. Okay? We should not allow ourselves to be put on the defensive. Western civilization, listen to this, is the greatest civilization ever to grace this planet, bar none.
Absolutely.
We have nothing to apologize for. We have everything to be proud of. I want everyone to remember that. And people who came or whose ancestors came from outside of Western civilization, many of them understand that. I mentioned that Cree playwright, Thompson Highway. There was also an Indian chief who I cited in my print article that I mentioned earlier. I mean, she died in 2018, but she said, hey, these were the best years of my life going to these schools. These people appreciate Western civilization, and we should not be tearing it down in the name of anything. It's just disgusting. I mean, you say human rights, like I mentioned. Well, certain people will impugn the West for having trampled human rights, but it was the West that gave us our whole modern concept of human rights to begin with. And I already mentioned slavery, how we're the ones who wiped it out for the first time ever. So we have so much to be proud of. Don't allow yourself to be cowed by these people on the left, because they really have no logic behind what they say, and they don't have a leg to stand on.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, quickly, I'm going to get this quickly before I move on. You wrote an article, Word to the Wise, our nation doesn't have to mutate just because COVID does. Tell me what that's about.
Okay, yeah. Well, the bottom line is we see that in the name of combating COVID, Brannon, we're having all sorts of onerous COVID regulations visited upon us. We're having our human rights, which I was just talking about, upended. And quickly, we're becoming a civilization that we don't recognize. We're mutating into something alien.
Absolutely.
And it doesn't have to happen, because this is all nonsense. I don't know how much time we have, but the bottom line is that we have been subject to a demoralization process here, a big con. I mean, first we were told, remember, oh, we just have to lock down for 2 weeks to flatten the curve. Then it was, no, that's not enough. Then it was, okay, well, we have to have 15 days straight of declining infections before we can open up. Then it went from there. And now, after we were told that things could get back to normal if we had a vaccine, now they're saying, oh, well, there are variants out there, COVID variants, so we can't get back to normal. Even the vaccinated, the CDC says, and the CDC I call the Centers for Disease Confusion, even the vaccinated now have to mask up again. And my point is this. We just have to understand we're going to have to live with COVID, perhaps, just like we live with the flu. I cited The Atlantic. It wrote, it's a liberal magazine, very early last year, that cold and flu season might become cold, flu, and COVID season. The liberal Atlantic magazine said this. And the point is that if that's the case, then guess what? You forge on ahead. You continue living. You don't crawl up into a shell. You don't run around with a mask all the time. Remember, COVID is treatable. I cited Dr. Peter McCullough. He's a renowned COVID doctor from Texas. He said, we've always been able to treat this disease. He said it's a three-step process. First, you limit or stop the viral replication. Then you treat the immune system dysregulation. That was the word he used, because he said in the middle of this disease process, the immune system starts malfunctioning. Then he said, after that, you treat the thrombosis. And if you do that, you can get people through this disease. And he said, Brannon, that if we had had that as an official treatment protocol all along, which our feckless government health officials did not establish, they didn't give us an official treatment protocol. If we had had it all along, he says that 85% of the people who died of COVID could have been saved.
Absolutely.
So my point is this. Yeah, we can deal with this disease. Let's stop with the nonsense. We're being played for fools.
Absolutely.
I mean, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, go ahead.
No, absolutely. SelwynDuke.com, TheNewAmerican.com, over at TheAmericanThinker.com, but you'll find all of it at Selwyn, S-E-L-W-Y-N, SelwynDuke.com. As always, articulate guest, great writer. Thank you, Selwyn, for being on with us. I'm going to move to an audio clip, actually, of Dr. Peter McCullough. Dr. McCullough was on my broadcast the other night, and wouldn't you know it, that this truth teller is now being sued. Here comes the lawfare, apparently. Lawfare, because Dr. McCullough is having a huge impact. Here he was on my show for a second time the other night when he announced that he has a frivolous lawsuit against him. Watch and listen to this.
Yeah, we like to keep it in the family. All right, we're live. I know we're live. Logan's clapping at me. But Dr. Peter was asking me if Logan's my son, so I was answering him. So we're having a good conversation without you guys, all right? I'm sorry. Sorry you guys had to join us. You interrupted our conversation. Dr. Peter McCullough, welcome back to the broadcast. Thanks for joining us.
Good. Thanks for having me.
Hey, I'm just going to say, that's all I'm going to say is Dr. Peter McCullough. Can I, why can't I, or why shouldn't I say anything else?
You know, I was stunned last week when I found out my wife called me and she said, Baylor Scott and White Health System is suing you. And I was in the middle of taking care of patients, managing a bunch of issues. And sure enough, the health system, Baylor Scott and White Health System, on the same day that they announced their vaccine mandate, which is incredibly unpopular, they announced that they were suing me. And they actually put out
a press release. Can you slow down for one second? Who is that, a hospital system? What is that?
Yeah. Baylor Scott and White Health System is one of the largest health systems in the United States. They're exclusively in Texas. And they have really dozens and dozens of hospitals and clinics. And they launched a lawsuit. And they posted this in the Detroit, the Dallas Morning News and the Dallas Times Herald with a write-up saying we're suing Dr. McCullough for violating a separation agreement and using false titles and falsely representing the health system in the media. And this was before I even saw any court papers. Now, I was stunned. And so by explanation, doctors don't work for hospitals in Texas. It's actually Texas law forbids that. Doctors work in medical groups. So I was previously employed with Health Texas Provider Network, which is under the parent operating group of Baylor Scott and White Health System. And, you know, doctors, just like pro football coaches, we change teams periodically. I change teams from Health Texas Provider Network to Heart Place, which is a large private practice in Dallas-Fort Worth, a very high-quality organizations. By the way, Baylor Scott & White, very high-quality medical care, top-flight institution. But they basically had timed the announcement of their mass vaccination program with a lawsuit against me. And the title of the article in the paper was, Dr. McCullough, Vaccine Skeptic, is sued by Baylor Scott & White Health System. And so, you know, I have to tell you, it's a large sum of money. It's financially very injurious to me. And it looks for all the world like a frivolous lawsuit. I've been on your show before. You know, my opinions are just my own opinions. I am not a spokesperson for a health system or hospital. I never have falsely represented any health system. I've changed jobs several times. I was a chief economic scientific officer.
All right, we'll pick it up right there. We'll be joined by Dr. Zev and Alex Newman right after this. Hello, I'm Brandon House. Do you appreciate all the free radio shows and TV shows that we put out at worldviewradio.com and WVWTV.com? Well, if you do, will you support what we're doing? We have established several years ago Worldview Weekend Foundation. Our mission, well, there's several goals we have, but one of them is to provide people with biblical worldview programming, both radio and television. Now, these programs are free as a service and ministry of WVW Foundation. We could do what many people do, and that is they take their radio shows and their TV shows, and if you don't see them live, they go behind a paywall. In fact, some of them don't even make their shows available to anybody unless you belong to their club and get behind their paywall. We don't do that. We've wanted to make sure that we're offering the broadcast public service of our TV and radio shows to anyone, regardless of whether or not they can support what we're doing financially or not. So, as a ministry and public service, WVW Foundation helps to underwrite the expenses of much of the bandwidth that we have to pay for. You see, when you watch a free radio show or TV show, it may be free to you, but it's not free. We incur thousands of dollars a month in paying for bandwidth. In fact, the last time I checked, we're spending $8,000 a month to give away free radio shows and TV shows just through the bandwidth bill. That doesn't count all the other expenses. But our Worldview Weekend Foundation exists in part to help us give away free radio shows and TV shows, and certainly at this crucial time in America and around the world. There's many other things that we do here at WVW Foundation, as you know. But if you appreciate the free radio shows and TV shows, would you make a tax-deductible contribution right now to our organization? You can do that at wvwfoundation.com. That's wvwfoundation.com. You can also call during normal business hours and give over the phone using a credit card, 901-825-0652. That number is 901-825-0652. Again, 901-825-0652. You can also use our mailing address, WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee, 38027. Again, that's WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee, 38027. Thank you for your tax-deductible support of the WVW Foundation so we can make free programming available to everyone. All right, let me go back to this audio and video of Dr. Peter McCullough as my guest the other night before we go to Dr. Zev Zelenko and Alex Newman. Very troubling, the day that this health system launched their, their vaccine program, they dropped this lawsuit on Dr. Peter McCullough, which I think is a frivolous lawsuit according to his report, as well as, this is Lawfare. This, again, is what's going to continue to happen to more and more conservatives, people of faith, people that stand up. This is the new way of warfare, Lawfare. Listen and watch again to the little bit more of this interview I did with Dr. Peter McCullough. The full interview is available at WVWTV.com. If not, it will be later today. WVWTV.com. Watch this.
Jobs are for a very large health. Before I came to Baylor, I've never said anything bad about my employers or anything that's disparaging, and I've never falsely represented them. And so their point is, in the media, it tends to do an attribution of a doctor to an institution. Well, it's inseparable, Brandon. I am on staff, full active medical staff at Baylor University Medical Center, as well as Baylor Heart and Vascular Hospital. It's in the same complex. My office is within the medical center. So it's inextricable. There's going to be some association. That's how patients find me. But in no way did I violate any agreement and make statements on behalf of the health system. And so this is, in my view, really almost a strategic lawsuit in an attempt to create fear and to create censorship in me as I'm trying to help the nation in a time of crisis with you and Laura Ingraham and other key people in the media in understanding what in the world is going on with COVID-19 treatment and the vaccines.
Well, isn't that interesting? Because I've also been notified that there's a CNN article coming out, and apparently I'm going to be mentioned in it. And apparently CNN has been digging on my nonprofit that was started in the year 2000. And I don't know what Mike Lindell was up to in the year 2000. I didn't know him until personally meet him until November. But apparently CNN is interested in the fact that I have a nonprofit that's completely separate from anything Mike Lindell does. And we don't endorse candidates. We don't work on behalf of candidates. My nonprofit exists for the mission statement to put out Christian programming. I do put out a lot of Christian programming over on my website at WVWTV.com. I put out secular programming. I put out news-oriented programming. But I do put out some specific programming about a Christian worldview, the Judeo-Christian worldview. Apparently, CNN's interested in the fact that somebody like me is working with Mike Lindell and you and others, but also has a nonprofit that does ministry work to give away free Christian programming. God forbid someone put out free programming from a Judeo-Christian worldview perspective on the area of law, science, economics, history, family, social issues, education, and theology. But isn't that interesting? I've just been notified of that in the last few days. So I think there's a concerted effort on many fronts, you, me, and others. I totally understand what you're going through.
Well, you know, it's almost as if Christianity is under attack. Now, I'm a graduate of Baylor University, one of the nation's largest Christian universities. There's
right.
an endowed scholarship in my name and my wife's name at Baylor. My wife and I are one of the largest donors, physician donors, to the Baylor Scott and White Health System Foundation. And I can tell you, donors to the health system are furious. Patients are furious. There have been thousands of emails that have gone into senior leadership saying, why in the world did Baylor Scott and White Health System hire external counsel, which is highly unusual, to go attack Dr. McCullough in the media first and then file a frivolous lawsuit? So I have to tell you, something's going on here. As you know, we start to see a crumbling of what appears to be a program all centered on mass vaccination, and panic is starting to grip the country with respect to COVID-19 again.
Well, it is gripping the...
All right. That's very, very troubling. Very, very troubling. And I would ask you to pray for Dr. Peter McCullough as he goes through this. Very injurious to him, he said this would be. And, of course, it would be. But this is where we're at, folks. And it's a really sad day that we have lawyers, the FBI, the government, the IRS, going after God-fearing, patriotic people. And it's hard to believe that this is happening in our own country, but it is. Joining me now is Dr. Zev Zelenko. Dr. Zev Zelenko, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
You sent me today a genocide alert. New data shows that viral titters are higher in vaccinated victims than in unvaccinated people. Do I have that word right, by the way?
It's a titers.
Titers. Okay, so viral titers are higher in vaccinated victims than in unvaccinated people. And you have this as a genocide alert. Tell our audience about this, please. Take the floor.
Yeah, sure. So the main concern of these vaccines from the very beginning was a concern of antibody-dependent enhancement, which is basically what we saw happen to animals who got vaccinated against coronavirus, that when they were challenged with coronavirus afterwards, a large percentage of these animals died. So the question was, why did they die? So upon further inquiry, we realized that there was an immune overreaction that actually killed the animals. Your own immune system, the animal's own immune system, killed the animals. So it was given a name, antibody-dependent enhancement, where it's an overreaction, a pathologic priming, it's also called, a pathological reaction that destroyed the animal. So you can make the argument maybe a human being is different, and I would say to you maybe, but those studies to exclude ADE or antibody-dependent enhancement had never been done on humans. Now, here's my question. Wouldn't you expect that what is potentially a genocidal event, according to world experts, not according to me, Dr. Luke Montague, who won the Nobel Prize in Medicine for discovering HIV, said that these vaccines pose the greatest genocidal risk in the history of humanity. Dr. Michael Yeadon, who was former head of Pfizer's vaccine development, said that this poses one of the greatest risks to humanity, with a potential of 75% of the people vaccinated dead within 3 years. Mm. Dr. Robert Malone, who invented the mRNA vaccine technology, is screaming, stay away from this vaccine. The government is not being transparent about its side effects. So it was Robert Malone who yesterday was on Steve Bannon's War Room, who made the following announcement, that the CDC is noticing that patients who are vaccinated have higher levels, what they call viral titers, is another term for amount of virus, having higher levels of amount of virus than unvaccinated people in their nose. So you would ask yourself, why, if you're being protected against if the vaccine is protecting you from this virus, you should have no virus or lower amounts. They're saying the exact opposite. And that is a sign of antibody-dependent enhancement. That has been noticed from the very beginning in when it came to the vaccines associated with RSV in the 60s and then dengue virus and all the coronaviruses, that where antibody-dependent enhancement was became an extremely dangerous pathological reaction and killing the host of the vaccine. In other words, whoever got vaccinated. So now we have 2 billion people in the world vaccinated, and we're beginning to see the first signs, warning signs, of a genocidal event.
This is shocking. You wrote to me in a text, this poses the greatest risk of genocide to the human race in the history of humanity. If you are vaccinated, then consider yourself at risk, at higher risk, to die from antibody-dependent enhancement than a 95-year-old nursing home resident. Wow. And clearly, they had to have known this was going to happen because you said they already had done this and tested this in animals, Dr. Zev.
Well, that's not proof that they knew it. What's proof that they are behind it is they didn't exclude it from happening in humans before they rolled out a global vaccine agenda program. Now, wouldn't you think that if you're planning to give 7 billion people, like Bill Gates says, a experimental vaccine that in the laboratory in animals is killing the animals, that you would want to exclude that from happening to humans? Wouldn't that be a rational, reasonable, responsible, moral, ethical thing to do? But that, the answer was they didn't do it. And now you are the experiment. And so that raises a lot of questions. And if you put that into context of the suppression of life-saving pre-hospital medications, the deplatforming of doctors who dare to say the counter-narrative. For example, Dr. Robert Malone is the world expert on mRNA vaccines. He was deplatformed from Twitter and YouTube because his opinions were not consistent with the government's narrative. He's the world expert.
And who is it that's saying that 75% of the vaccinated will be dead within 3 years? Who is saying that?
Dr. Michael Yeadon, who was the vice president of Pfizer and the head of their vaccine development program, he was asked the following question. Dr. Dolores Cahill, who's an immunologist from Ireland, said that she fears 90% of the vaccinated will be dead within 2 years. So his answer was, he wouldn't go that far. And he tweaked the estimates. He thinks it could be 3 years and then a little less percentage.
75% vaccinated dead within 3 years.
I want to work through some calculations for the American public so you should understand. There are 7 billion people in the world. The death rate, if every human being were to get COVID, would be 0.5%, which works out to be 35 million people. That's terrible. I would never advocate anything that would kill 35 million people. However, if you treat them properly, like I've been advocating for, I originated and then dozens of studies corroborated, we can reduce the death rate from 35 million to 5 million. So this is if every single human being gets COVID on this planet and is treated properly, we would have 5 million dead out of 7 billion, and that's tragic.
Yeah.
Do you know how many dead people there would be if 7 billion people got vaccinated? We're looking at a genocidal event. We're looking at between 3 to 5 billion dead people.
Can you be on TV with us tonight sometime between the 7 and 9 o'clock Central Time slot?
I think this is so important that there's nothing else more important than publicizing this information.
All right, so I'll text you about coming on TV with us tonight, all right, Dr. Zev?
Sure.
What is your website for those listening to us on these 58 stations in Frank Speech and WVW-TV right now?
So my website that has all the information about treatments and everything is Vladimir Zelenko. My name, Vladimir Zelenko, Z-E-L-E-N-K-O, MD.com. But I want to say one thing. This is important. There is a way out. And here's the King David says in his Psalms, stay away from bad, do good, and live. It's a very good prescription, I have to say. So here's my prescription. Stay away from bad. Do not take a poison death vaccine. And if you did, don't do it again. Do good means take prophylaxis and early treatment. Just because you have bombs inside you, that the vaccinated people do, doesn't mean that they're going to go off. You need a detonation. You need a detonator, a trigger. Now, if you know what the trigger is, there are strategies to avoid it. So my advice to anyone who is vaccinated, consider yourself of the highest risk and take antiviral prophylactic measures that are well established so that if you do come into contact with another trigger of COVID virus, it won't explode. You won't die.
Yes.
So that's the theory, at least. And I certainly hope that's the case. And the regimens are affordable, cheap, over-the-counter, some of them. Some of them are prescription.
Yep.
I do recommend hydroxychloroquine.
We're going to go to break. We'll go to break, but he'll be with us tonight. Don't go away, folks. The 18th annual Ozarks Worldview Weekend is coming up Friday night, October 15th, Saturday, October 16th, half day Sunday, October 17th. Hello, I'm Brandon House. Don't miss out on this year's lineup. Live in person, Mike Lindell, Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, William Federer, Kevin Freeman of the Economic War Room, Lieutenant Cleve McClary, Dr. Andy Woods, and myself, Brandon House, all live in person. Now, there's a banquet on Thursday night. It's optional. It's a concert banquet, as we did last year. If you want to see what that was like, just go to wvwtv.com/liveconcert, wvwtv.com/liveconcert, and you can get a sample of our live concert banquet from last year. This year will be lots of patriotic music, lots of new music. I'm putting together a whole concert that will be filled with gospel music, patriotic music. You're going to love it, fully orchestrated. Now, that, again, is Thursday night, October 14th, and it's optional. The conference gets underway Friday night, October 15th, all day Saturday the 16th, half day Sunday on the 17th. Now, we also have an optional luncheon on Saturday. The keynote speaker for that will be General Michael Flynn. So the Thursday night banquet and the Saturday luncheon are all optional. All the details are at wvwtv.com/Ozarks, wvwtv.com/Ozarks. You can order tickets online or by mail, wvwtv.com/Ozarks. It's filling fast. Don't miss out. wvwtv.com/Ozarks, the 18th annual Ozarks Worldview Weekend, featuring Mike Lindell, Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, Dr. Sherry Timpenny, William Federer, Kevin Freeman, Lieutenant Cleve McClary, Dr. Andy Woods, and myself, Brandon House. We look forward to seeing you on the beautiful Lake of the Ozarks for the 18th annual Ozarks Worldview Weekend. All right, welcome back. Glad you're with us. Getting a good lineup already for TV tonight, 7 p.m. Central Time, frankspeech.com, lindelltv.com, wvwtv.com/live. Tonight, wvwtv.com/live. Dr. Zev Zelenko, again, he has a genocide alert. A well-known doctor who used to work with Pfizer is saying that there's a 75% vaccinated dead, 75% of the vaccinated dead within 3 years. Robert Malone says the CDC is noticing that those vaccinated have a higher rate of the virus than those not vaccinated, and these people are becoming what is called antibody dependent enhancement. They're having this, and this is again will cause the body and the immune system to start attacking itself and bring down your body and death. Very, very, very much in line with what we've been telling you for many, many months here about these vaccines, and yet we were mocked. So tonight we'll have on with us David Baldwin, former FBI agent, retired, warning about what is happening to the FBI. We'll have on Zev Zelenko and others. Joining me now is Alex Newman. Alex, you want to respond to what you just heard from Dr. Zev?
Yeah, we have been interviewing doctors now at the New American for over a year, offering very similar warnings. I've interviewed some of the most prestigious doctors around the world, many of the same people you've interviewed, including Dr. Peter McCullough, including Dr. Sukharit Bhakti, including Dr. Lee Merritt, Dr. Kerry Madej, and Dr. Richard Fleming. I mean, the list goes on and on. And, you know, I'm not a doctor, I'm not a scientist, but what I am hearing loudly and clearly from top medical authorities, from people who have the credentials and the knowledge and the expertise and the know-how, is that these vaccines are absolute killers. They're not even actually vaccines. I encourage people, if you want to go deeper into how this works, we interviewed Dr. Sukharit Bhakti. He was the head of the Institute for Microbiology at the University of Mainz, a world-renowned authority on virology and microbiology. And he explained exactly, in very simple terms that any layman can understand, what exactly these so-called COVID vaccines, these experimental injections, are doing to the human body, are doing to your bloodstream, are doing to the cells in your body. And it is absolutely terrifying. So I encourage anybody, before you submit to one of these experimental injections, and I do believe that Americans are by and large resistant. Gallup just came out with a survey showing less than half of Americans had taken these experimental injections. I think that's driving the establishment nuts. But people need to be familiar with this information. We have interviewed Zelenko as well, and he has been sounding the alarm all along. He's a highly qualified doctor. Actually, the Trump administration was asking him for information on numerous different issues. He's a guy who you can take seriously. He's a guy with, again, the experience and the credentials. And, folks, this isn't Brandon Howes and Alex Newman saying these things. These are some of the top doctors in the world issuing the warning. Time to take it serious.
I'll go back to the screen, guys. I interviewed Daniel Greenfield about this last night, but it's right up your alley, Alex, because you have been warning about the UN for so long. White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki warned that her administration was flagging problematic posts for Facebook and urged you shouldn't be banned from one platform and not others. And we go on to find out in his PJ Media article, Tyler O'Neill dug into the Global Internet Forum to Counter Terrorism, which is funded by Google, Facebook, Microsoft, and currently chaired by Twitter. Its advisory committee members include the United Nations, the European Union, and the British, French, and Canadian governments, as well as the National Security Council in the U.S. This has been set up by the industry in response to pressure from governments to remove jihadist propaganda. However, what we're finding is that they are creating a no-fly list for the internet by the biggest monopolies, which control over 80% of social media content, and much of the self-created video content on the internet would be troubling enough. But by 2019, Facebook, Twitter, Google, Microsoft, and Amazon had joined the Christchurch call, which advocates not just banning terrorist materials, but fighting its root causes by strengthening inclusiveness and fighting violent extremism. Of course, the problem is now you have people who are conservatives being dubbed domestic terrorists, subversion. If you question the voter situation, the voting fraud, you're involved in subversion. So this, again, apparently goes right back to the United Nations, the European Union, and the Global Internet Forum to Counter Terrorism. It seems as though this is now just going to be turned on the new terrorists, which are capitalists, Christians, patriots, constitutionalists. What say you, Alex Newman?
That's exactly what we have been warning about for many, many years, Brandon. And they've been in your face about this for a very long time. Let me give you a specific example. The United Nations agency that the totalitarians are hoping is going to eventually regulate the internet. It's called the International Telecommunications Union. And it is literally run by a member of the Communist Party of China. His name is Haolin Zhao. And he has been very open about his desire to see censorship. In fact, he was asked by a Korean reporter from the Yonhap news agency years ago when he first took up his post, what about censorship? You know, the world doesn't agree with Communist China's censorship. How can you take this post? And he said, well, censorship is just in the eye of the beholder. You know, just because we see it as censorship doesn't mean other people will see it as censorship and so on. So these totalitarians have been very open about this. In fact, years ago, I wrote an article at the New American about the European Union. They brought together all of these big tech companies, Microsoft, Alphabet, which owns Google and YouTube, Fascist Book, Facebook, Twitter, and all the other big ones, to come up with this plan to counter extremism. And it was clear even then that by extremism, they weren't talking about Islamic Jihad, they weren't talking about Marxism, they were talking about conservative Christians, people who disagree with homosexuality, people who believe what the Bible says about gender. And so it's very clear, folks, if you believe what the Bible says, if you support the Republican Party platform in the United States, you are in the crosshairs. They literally deleted the president of the United States. If you think they won't come for you, you are kidding yourself.
Again, Alex, you've been writing about these things for a long time. We've been writing about them for decades, and so many people thought we were over the top, but the things we were predicting based on trends of reading the white papers and listening to the speeches and the conferences of the globalists, it all far exceeds what we even were saying in some regards. Does it not, Alex?
It does, yep. And, you know, back then we were being called conspiracy theorists and kooks and, oh, that stuff's never going to happen. And now they have really changed the narrative. Now you're an extremist and a kook if you disagree with the things that we warned they were going to do years ago. But you're right, it proceeded much faster than I think any of us imagine. And that's because of the COVID. They have used that as a catalyst to accelerate these changes far faster than anything I would have imagined even just a few years ago.
That, and I think the January 6th false flag event, I think, has intimidated people into speaking up and filling the streets like they're doing in France. What say you?
Yep, you're absolutely right. The mostly peaceful protest has been weaponized and used as a pretext to clamp down on freedom.
Alex Newman, thenewamerican.com, thenewamerican.com. Alex, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Brandon. Always a pleasure.
Wow, folks, what a program. Thank you for being with us. See you tonight on TV. Take care.
This has been Worldview Weekend Radio with Brandon House. CDs are available by calling 1-800-729-9829. Or to hear an MP3 file of this or earlier programs, go to worldviewweekend.com. Views expressed may or may not be those of Worldview Weekend, VCY America, or this station. This program is a public affairs presentation of WorldViewWeekend.com.
Hello, I'm Brandon House. Recently, I had Melissa Tate in my studio audience. Melissa was raised in Zimbabwe, and she told me a very interesting story while at the news desk. She spoke about the hyperinflation of Zimbabwe. In fact, she referenced her mother, and she said that her mother had, and she gave the number of somewhere, say, around $200,000 in her savings. But under hyperinflation, she said that $200,000 that would have bought a very nice house in Zimbabwe prior to the massive inflation ended up buying just a bag of groceries. Let me say that again. We have on video someone by the name of Melissa Tate that has seen the ravages of Marxism and socialism and hyperinflation. And she said $200,000 savings account of her mother was relocated to having the purchasing power of buying a bag of groceries. I asked her, who survived that economically? She said those that were invested in hard assets, tangible, real assets. You know what's real money, real assets, real wealth? I'll tell you, gold, silver, houses, and land. Gold, silver, houses, and land. That's real assets. Gold and silver is a real money. It's a real storing of wealth. And my friends, if you are interested in finding out more about how you can be diversified to protect yourself against the rising inflation in America, and you all know there's rising inflation. The question is, will it turn into hyperinflation? But how about confiscation of your wealth, your hard-earned life savings? We know that there is a war being declared on Christians, conservatives, and constitutionalists. Do you want to legally put some of your assets in a way that allows you to have privacy? Well, you can check into numismatic coins. Numismatic coins, those 1933 and older coins, that gives you privacy. Whether you're talking bullion or older coins, if you want to get educated on precious metals, I urge you to call Swiss America. They have been sponsors of ours for many years. In fact, I'm going to give you the cell phone number of Wes Peters. Wes has become a friend of mine for the last several years, and many of you have met him as he has exhibited at many of our Worldview Weekend conferences. If you would like to get a no-obligation free packet of information, no-obligation free packet of information, you can call or text Wes on his cell phone number at 602-558-8585. That's 602-558-8585. You can text him your name, number, and mailing address, and just simply say, hey, I heard about the free packet of information. Here's my information. Send it to me. Or you can call him. Text or call 602-558-8585. 602-558-8585. Now, after you get the packet of information, go through it, write down all your questions, and then call him and follow up. Wes is about education. He wants folks to be educated. He believes after they do their own due diligence, have their questions answered, and obtain the education they need, they can make a decision that is best for them. There is no cookie cutter, folks. We don't give financial advice. We give financial education and opinion. You need to do your homework and decide what is best for you. I believe that begins by getting this free packet of information by texting Wes Peters or calling him at 602-558-8585. That's 602-558-8585. Don't wait until your life savings buys the equivalent of a bag of groceries, as happened in Zimbabwe.